Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Journals of a Healer, Unleash Your Hidden Genius. This is Mary Blake, welcoming you to our new show today, and we are going to continue our discussion that we have been working through the last couple of weeks about Journals of a Healer and the upcoming events. I'm working on a revision of the book, and it's going to be in two separate volumes. And the first of it, which will be coming out soon, will be called Journals of a Karmic Healer. When I first published the book, I got many questions about how in the world it could possibly happen, and did I plan it, and what do I think was causing it, and when we went into other lifetimes, and I realized that in writing this and just describing what happened from kind of moment to moment or day to day, I realized that you just kind of had to be there in order to take it for granted that people would understand. So lately I've been discussing various and answering questions, and callers have asked some very interesting questions. And I thought, well, let's see, we should probably get a little deeper into this. Because to begin with, most people, when they think of other lifetimes, they think about the past, something that is over and done with and can't possibly be changed. And I found that it's totally the opposite. And, of course, I had no idea what was going on because it just hit me like a sledgehammer. When a medical student went into a spontaneous regression in my healing class back in 1980. So, as it happened, at that moment, I was absolutely convinced that past life regression was a scam. I couldn't believe that it could really happen. It was just through hypnosis, and the hypnotist was creating these things themselves. And then, of course, when something happens to you, happens to someone that you know right in front of you, you have to realize that this person is very solid and legitimate and honest, and they're having an amazing experience, especially if it's something that nobody would ever, you know, deliberately want to relive, like dying of childbirth, you know. So we got through it, and I've had the presence of mind at least to scream for help, and spiritual help did come and just brought us through with amazing, amazing results. And I thought, well, you know, this is a once-in-a-lifetime event, and it'll never. I was just lucky to get through it with my sanity and her sanity, and everything turned out fine. But then, when it kept happening, then what you have to do is to revise your belief system in order to you've got to stretch it to include this new reality, even if you don't understand what's going on. And as it went further and further and deeper, and each session seemed to go a little bit deeper. It was kind of like on the job training, you know, when you start out just doing the simple exercises, and then once you've gotten comfortable within, they give you something a little harder and a little harder and a little harder and a little more complicated. And then eventually we were actually having conversations between different incarnations. And Spirit was working very carefully and very, very caringly to help to help the other incarnation. And by this time I had completely dropped the word past, because we were in another now and it was just plain happening right in front of us. So there was no more thought of past, and it was okay to change something if we just went into another now. And we were talking with people and finding out what they were going through. And then Spirit would take the person backwards and forwards within that lifetime and completely avoid whatever terrible things happened that was interfering with the client's life, in America at that time, the 20th century. So it happened gradually with me, and when I wrote the book, it just didn't occur to me that other people might have quite a bit of difficulty, because I had difficulty at the time, but now I'm fine with it. So here I am now apologizing and for throwing something at the audience that they might not easily be able to follow. So let's just get to some of the things that I have learned since 1980 and working in this incredible cosmic adventure that I've been living in, going into other lifetimes, other places, other aspects of the current incarnation, if you will, and just literally rewriting history and erasing karma. And that to me is tremendously exciting, and I feel that it's really something that deserves discussing. So here I am discussing it, and anyone who would like to call in and ask questions, I'm here. So as we began to work more deeply and begin to understand the correlation, shall we say, within how you react to certain things now. For example, suppose you had been sentenced to death by the guillotine or death by the axe in England. And in this lifetime, you can't stand to have anything around your neck. And it sounds crazy, but you get panicky anytime you have a tight collar around your throat. Well, if you went and visited that other person that died by being having their head chopped off, which was done at the neck, of course, and managed to, with Spirit's help, to avoid that, to maybe do something else that would prevent the sentence to death, like moving away to France if you're in England, or getting involved with other people instead of the people that would eventually get you in trouble. so then you could, that incarnation could live out a whole different lifetime. And that was astounding to me, because how in the world can they live 20 years longer than they did after their name is on a tombstone? So my spirit guide that I work with, who calls herself Stardust, explained it very simply. She said, nothing that ever happened to anybody, any time, any place, is important. The only thing that is important is what is happening now. And the now is whenever we are there. So if we go to another now and something different happens, it doesn't change the tombstone. It doesn't change the newspaper articles. Nothing like that. All it does is it changes the consciousness. So the only thing that's really important is how the things that happen to you affect your consciousness. So if you change the way your consciousness reacts to something, you will literally change everything. And it leaks over, if you can put it that way. It goes osmotically from lifetime to lifetime, so that whatever happened maybe in the 15th century in England no longer is sending those bad vibes into the 21st century person. So that is the kind of thing that we are doing. And just remember that the only thing that is really, really important is the consciousness. So there we are. And that is, I think, one of the most important things that I have ever learned in my lifetime, because it goes way beyond anything that I have ever read and understood about other lifetimes. And so the consciousness is immortal. The human consciousness definitely is immortal. And so I think of it now as an ocean. And the ocean has everything that all of our incarnations ever experienced that was important, everything that made a change in the awareness of the consciousness, everything that was valuable or considered dangerous or frightening or something that you learn to completely stay away from, like we do when we first touch a stove. We learn that it's hot and we don't ever touch it again, period. So when we go into an incarnation on this planet, it's like a wave coming out of the ocean onto the shore. And of course the wave stirs up things. It's very busy. It pushes things around, it grabs things, and eventually takes them back into the ocean. And in that way, you can think of one part of our whole soul, our whole self, our whole consciousness coming into an incarnation, and then gradually taking, when we leave this body and go back into the reintegration with the whole self, then we take the knowledge and the information and the understandings and the compassion and the everything that was important that we learned here in this lifetime back to add to the whole of the whole self of the consciousness. So I hope that is a little bit clearer than what I was able to explain in the book, in Journals of a Healer. So there are many other things that are quite fascinating. Clients that I've worked with have gone to other galaxies. They have gone into other species. But the important thing, as we have already established here, is the consciousness. And that consciousness is the most important thing there is. So when you change the awareness and the understanding and the information about life in one incarnation, you change any other incarnation that is impacted by that particular incarnation. So the next thing that I would like to talk about is an amazing thing that happened that I certainly didn't expect, was that when the two separate incarnations established a rapport and an understanding and literally communicated back and forward and learned things about each other and about their lives, they got the opportunity for the incarnation from that other lifetime to continue to work with the present incarnation as a spirit guide, to warn them of danger or to alert them to opportunities, to perhaps remind them that we don't want to make that same mistake again, to bring a little bit of extra awareness into the current lifetime. And that was a tremendously exciting thing because it never ever occurred to me that this could be a chosen, conscious thing, that suddenly you have a friend that you didn't even know existed because they were out there somewhere in the 1400s in England, and now they're in the spirit world and they have access to all kinds of wonderful energy and information that we here on this planet don't have available to us, and to work as in partnership. That's tremendously exciting. So, other than that, I guess the main thing is to understand that time, as we recognize it and we count it as so important here on this planet, doesn't exist in the spirit world. Just like the limitations of being able to move in space from one time zone into another, and one geographical place into another, and one universe into another, can happen. We are limited here, and we have this opportunity to understand that time really is very malleable. As Stardust always says, there's only one time, and it's here. It's now. There's only one place, and it's here. So here and now is the only time and place you can do anything when you're on this planet. When you are freed from the physical body and can move be reborn into your spirit body, you can move back and forwards as much as you like, which is kind of amazing to me. So we can sort of piggyback. We can go along for the ride and have discussions, but it is totally unnecessary, for example, to experience any pain just because the person that you're visiting with experienced pain doesn't mean that you have to. And that is sometimes something that actually does happen in hypnotic regression. So that's another advantage of working with multi-life therapy, which is what I call it now. And in multi-life therapy, what we literally do is use relaxation techniques and guided imagery in order to enter a state of altered reality. And this is the place in which we can float into another lifetime and visit with other incarnations and learn things and understand things that we're not aren't normally privy to. So when you go into an alternate state of reality, it's most often called trance. And that is, again, something that we really need to discuss and to look at from a completely different standpoint. The lifetime we live here on this earth, we are in trance much of the time, and we don't realize that it's trance. When we are fascinated by a view, that we are so wrapped up in that view that suddenly we forget where we were and we sort of suddenly kind of jerk ourselves back into, oh yeah, we're standing on the edge of this canyon. And that is a trance. When you are deep into music and it just simply carries you away, you feel that, oh my goodness, all of the aches and pains are gone, all of the things you worried about have just melted like a soap bubble, you are in a trance. When you are listening to a really, really great commercial on TV, and they take you to Venice and talk about, well, the wonderful, wonderful things, the floating on the canal and this fellow on the gondolier, he's singing this beautiful song, and then the next thing you know, you're back in your living room thinking, well, I got to call that travel agency and find out about booking a trip to Venice on my next vacation. That was a trance. When children are listening, learning, hanging on every single word and every single nuance and every single move that you make, the way your mouth moves, everything, they're in a trance. So, it's not that wild after all, is it? So I would love to continue a conversation with any one of you that might be interested. You can email me at peak_vitality. VITALITY at Verizon, VERIZON.com. And I am looking forward to hearing from you. And My website is right now in the process of being renovated. Not that it needed it or anything, but hopefully in the next few days you'll be able to look me up at mary@themaryblake.com. And I would love to hear from you. That's also a an email, and the website is mary@themaryblake.com. So I do hope that I was able to explain a bit more about the way we work, and I have to say we. Because there are at least three of us working together, the client, myself, and Spirit. And Spirit takes a very important part in this. It wouldn't work without Spirit. And that spiritual energy is enormous. So the wonderful thing is that it is available to us and we don't even know it. It's much like electricity, which is invisible, and yet we know that plugging a cord into an outlet and flipping on a switch, we can watch somebody across the world doing something, or we can listen to music that was recorded years and years ago. We can heat our coffee or make our toast. But an aborigine would be brought in from some jungle would not be able to do that because they wouldn't understand electricity and they wouldn't understand how to use it. So there is energy around us that we do not know is there and do not know how to use and access. That doesn't mean that it is not there. It's simply that we haven't yet learned how to use it. So that is the clearest explanation I can make of the work that we are doing. So please take a moment right now and just relax. The best way I know to relax the body instantly is to start out by tensing it. Tense the whole body. Close your eyes and just be very, 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 very tight until you can feel yourself trembling. And then collapse like a rag doll. And just begin to breathe. Breathe very deep and take the breath all the way down. And as you exhale, blow away the energy, the negativity, the fear, the anger, everything that's getting in between you and what you really deserve and what you want, blow it away. And then this time, when you take a breath, just float on that breath. Imagine that you're surfing on that breath and floating in past all the layers of consciousness into a place where you are totally safe, completely supported. Anything that you need is there for you, and fill yourself up with all this wonderful love, this power, this freedom. Deep breath and pull more of it in. Pull that love in and blow away the fear, blow away the pain, blow away all of the confusion. Once more, pull in the love, the freedom, the power. And now, stretch. Take a deep, deep breath. Wiggle your fingers and toes. Open your eyes and have the most wonderful day you could possibly have. Love and light. See you next week.